guys, Matt Donald here. I can't find the microphone. It's behind the couch somewhere. And I need to get this episode out. So I'm recording it from this distant place. Where could it be? It's 20,000 leagues under the couch at this point. I have no idea. But the show must go on! If you want more professional content like this, then you can subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. This month we're talking about the Speculative Evolutionary Dinosaur Project, or something like that. It's called SPEC for short. It's a website that details a speculative evolution of dinosaurs, about what would happen if they didn't go extinct, what would they evolve, what would they turn into, all the crazy designs. It's great! We talk about it. Link's in the description before you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support. Have a good day. Now I'm off to find my mic! I'm so professional!
Roar! Growl! Snarl! Bellow!
Roar. Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that, like the Dilophosaurus of Jurassic Park, adds a bunch of unnecessary stuff that ignores the science of the real animal. My name's Matthew Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by a friend of mine who we were just talking about a bunch of stuff related to the Lost World. I don't know how else to bring you up right now. It's Ben O'Regan. How are you?
Hey, Ian, everybody. And to quickly sum that up, we were just talking about how in the film adaptation of it, the main characters, the heroes, if you will, like Ian Malcolm and that, well, not so much him, but Sarah Harding and Nick Van Owen, they aren't all that heroic with some of their behavior. Not that what they did was wrong, but just the way the movie came across was a bit...
Right, absolutely. Like,
I don't know how to vocabulize it. Just something about it bothers me.
It bothers me too, because, like, again, we won't get too much into it because we talk about this a bit briefly, but it is related to dinosaurs. Something. It's like, I don't know, like, they're presented, they're treated as if they're good guys. They're treated as if they're right, but the movie never acknowledges their mistakes. It wants you to believe that these are brilliant people and the bad guys are bad guys.
Yeah, like, we both agree that they were right to free the dinosaurs from the cages, but at the same time, the film should acknowledge that probably got some people killed, if not wounded. Stealing the ammo meant the T-Rex squashed a few people, and that directly led, along with Sarah Harding, somehow forgetting to change her jacket and ripped pack.
Exactly.
Led to over 100 people, roughly, or maybe
including,
a bit under. Yeah, getting killed
including,
by the
here's why I'm going to do this. Mm. Listen to this brilliant segue here. Mm. Including the Robert Backer type, you know, who was put in because Jack Horner was the paleontological consultant for these movies. And speaking of Jack Horner, we're talking about Torosaurus, of which Jack Horner, archenemy of the show, is
Edmund is very, a Triceratops, or that Triceratops is a Torosaurus.
Yep. He's got very strong opinions about it, and it's create a lot of controversy.
Yeah. And my attitude is just go back to working on hadrosaurs, mate. Don't talk about animals that you're not specialized in.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
or
that
like
I
want to
shut him up
packing.
Or anything.
Right, no, again, I've always said, like, he seems like actually a really nice guy. Like, he was, like, one of the talking heads in Alien Planet, and he was very soft-spoken and nice in that cameo, and so
I'm
sure he's
just trying to be, like, the equivalent of an paleontological shit-stir, for lack of a better word, like, where he tries to upset the uppercut to stop thinking from getting too conformist.
Oh, no, I think that's exactly what he is. He tries to, like, he doesn't want the science to remain stagnant, so he encourages people to, like, almost like a paleontological petard, if you will. Like someone who blows up stuff to try and create chaos in a way that moves it forward.
Unfortunately, when it comes to popular culture and depictions of dinosaurs, that has bad effects insofar as Tyrannosaurus for a while.
Oh God, the whole scavenger thing. Torosaurus. Torosaurus, it means perforated lizard. Perforated refers to the holes in its skull. Mm. The fenestrae, which we'll get into because that's a very key thing.
And that's part of where that whole debate with Horner comes from, where he thinks it's Triceratops, its skull's gotten bigger as it's gotten older and matured and the holes have developed to save weight or something.
Right, because exactly, we'll get into it. So type is a chasmosaurine ceratopsid. A group of horned dinosaurs includes Triceratops, Pentaceratops.
Chasmosaurus itself.
This species will come up later for sure.
Doesn't include Styracosaurus, though. That's part
of the centrosaurine. Yeah. Size 25 to 30 feet, so 7.5 to 9 meters long, 4 to 6 tons. Diet herbivore. Time, late Cretaceous, 68 to 66 million years ago. So once again, this is one of the victims
Of that meteor. Damn story. There are three known species of Torosaurus, although one's no longer considered valid. Torosaurus lateus, Torosaurus gladius, which is the one that's no longer valid, and Torosaurus utahensis.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of different species like that, some of which might have been...
Gender differences
on,
in the species for all we know.
Yep. All right, so location all across Western North America, from Saskatchewan to Texas, a subcontinent at the time called Laramidia. Described in 1891, pop culture appearances, it was actually the main ceratops he had featured in Walking with Dinosaurs rather than Triceratops.
Which only appears as a corpse.
Yeah, exactly. An unusual choice that might have been influenced by One Jack Horner, but like you said, a baby Triceratops does appear later as a corpse.
It may have just been because they wanted to give a slightly lesser known animal more screen time.
Makes sense, because like all the other animals are like
stock dinosaurs,
like the stock dinosaur. Well, like even an Anatotitan, which isn't its own species anymore, that would be Edmontosaurus. So Then you have like T-Rex, Ankylosaurus, Edmontosaurus,
Quetzalcoatlus.
What? Quetzalcoatlus, a really, really terrible Quetzalcoatlus. Like that one's so bad. It's such an obviously a
reskin Ornithochirus.
Exactly, and the neck's all wrong, and like even back then we knew its neck was not that short.
Isn't there also a Deinosuchus or Deinosuchus, however you pronounce it?
There is. It's orange for some reason, which is kind of funny.
Probably because it came from Bikini Bottom. It got tainted by the pineapple like under the sea.
Well, apparently that place has radioactive, according to SpongeBob lore. So, like, makes sense why there's so much chaos going on down there. It's also in Jurassic Park Operation Genesis, Jurassic Park Builder, Jurassic World Evolution, and the Korean movie Dinosaur King.
Dinosaur King? I actually haven't seen that.
Or just Dino King, I think is what it's called. It's the one, it's these kind of kid movies. I think they're on Netflix, released on American Netflix. It's about, like, a Tarbosaurus living among dinosaurs, and he hatches, and then he has his life. He has some sisters, and then they die, and then he has a wife, and then the wife dies. He's a mate, I guess. And then his second mate nearly dies, and it's just him and his son by the end. So I guess his second mate does die. There's a lot of sad death in it, but then he finally saves his son from this, like... It's not meant to be realistic. There's a lot of cool species, but there's definitely a lot of speculative stuff in there. And it's like he's... Even though he's a Tarbosaurus, his main enemy is a T-Rex called One Eye, because it only has one eye. So,
if you want an interesting little derail there, it turns out the leading theory with Tyrannosaurus now is that it and Tarbosaurus are closely related, if not the same, and that Tyrannosaurus is actually an Asian immigrant into North America and displaced like the Displatosaurids and Albertosaurus and their relatives.
Yeah. That's why, because like Tarbosaurus is basically Asian T-Rex. It's in fact there was a time where I don't think it's a thing anymore, but there was a theory proposed where like it's not Tarbosaurus, it's T-Batar instead of T-Rex.
Yeah, basically Tyrannosaurus they're as closely related as say the North American Smilodon and the South American one.
So Smilodon Fatalis and Smilodon Populator.
Yeah, so sort of like that, but maybe with a different naming structure. I don't claim to be an expert.
Something like that. So in that subject, like, some dinosaurs seem similar. Some dinosaurs are more similar than others. Some are so similar that they're the unsuspecting victim of a nefarious paleontologist's unending quest to disrupt the ways of science and combine every dinosaur that even looks even remotely similar to a single species. Like the Megalosaurus of old, all dinosaurs within a single group are the same within one Jack Horner's ever naughty and corrupting eyes. Okay, I'm exaggerating.
Damn.
Yeah, that's basically... Look, Jack Horner's on the show. Hey, Jack Horner.
Hi.
No, that's just me being silly.
Please... No, please tell us, Jack Horner, why did you decide to get rid of Triceratops and turn into an adult Torosaurus, even though Triceratops was described first and therefore takes priority?
Because... La 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 la. Yeah.
There you have it, folks. The official reason. Okay, I'm exaggerating, of course, but it was Jack Horner's idea, claiming that Triceratops was the sub-adult and Torosaurus was the adult, despite the fact that they're pretty much already the same size and they have very different skulls.
And that very theory of his was influential enough that it even made its way into the Telltale Jurassic Park game, where it's Jerry Harding's daughter, the half-sister of Sarah Harding, even though timeline-wise that isn't even the theory around the 91-93 period Jurassic Park takes place in.
Yeah, that wasn't even proposed at that point. But so,
Acronism, basically.
the skulls, like, for instance, like, skulls don't seem to matter in Horner's eyes. They're like Pachycephalosaurus, Stygimalk, and Dracorax.
And I mean,
he's like,
I can
oh,
understand, like, this, like, although, like I've mentioned in the past, I don't agree with that with the Pachycephalosaurids, but, like, some animal
yeah.
skulls do change quite dramatically. Like, if you look at a, I mean, if you look at a baby human skull, the jaw
right.
is, like, real creepy with
right.
it. There's, like, all these different layers of teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, there's anamorphic stuff in it for sure, but not to the point where something has a bunch of spikes, and then it loses the spikes. The spikes get reabsorbed into the dome. It's like, name another animal that does
yeah,
that.
That kind of thing happens in amphibians, not in humans.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna say,
is
Dracorex a Pachycephalosaurus tadpole? Like, is that what you're suggesting?
I think it's more likely that they're all extremely closely related and all came from a very common ancestor.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure.
The Galapagos finches type situation. That's assuming one's not ancestral to the other or something. Or it's
right,
even...
right. Right, and again, I could see Stygimalk and Dracorex being the same species more than I could see the two of them
like,
being
male or female morphs, for example.
Yeah, like I could see Dracorex being like a female Stygimalk or something, so... But, like, I think they're both
or
different.
Or it could be that it's Stygimalic's the female one if they are, in fact, the same one. Like, because sometimes the females have the more impressive defenses and color than the males, or it's usually
that's true,
the other way around with that kind of dimorphism.
But, yeah, but so here's the thing about the skulls. This is why it goes to Torosaurus. Most ceratopsians have what's called fenestrae, which are two window-like holes within the skull that keep it light. Some depictions of ceratopsians even have these holes visible in the living animals, such as the Sinoceratops in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Well, that's unlikely for them to be visible in real life, I suppose.
Made it look unique.
It does make it look unique, and I don't see why it would be impossible. Like, who can say? I don't know, the point is, Torosaurus had those holes, same as most ceratopsians, which makes sense, as the frill was freaking enormous. Because Torosaurus had the biggest skull of any land animal ever, in fact. So,
Even with the lightweight bones that dinosaurs have as relatives of avians.
Yeah, but those were more the avian
been
ones.
A pain.
The
skull would be a pain to lift without those holes.
Yeah.
Is basically what I was trying to say.
The Saurischians were definitely more lightweight than the Ornithischians, and this was an Ornithischian, so.
Oh, that's why, yeah, Ornithischians never produced anything as big as a bloomin' sauropod, because the sauropods had the lightweight bird bones.
The pseudosauropods that evolved from Edmontosaurids in Speculative Evolution Project. God, I love that thing. So,
oh, yeah, but that doesn't...
Not count. In real life, no. Although Shantungosaurus was pretty damn big. So, I don't know. All right.
True that.
In fact, I think Shantungosaurus is the biggest non-sauropod dinosaur.
Yeah, and mind you, when you think about it, yeah, they do approach sauropod body range, some of them, but they don't have the problem sauropods have where they've got to have a long-ass tail and a long-ass neck. So that's probably why they can get that big.
Exactly. So since the Torosaurus had such a big skull, it needed to lighten the load a little, so it had those fester. But the thing is, Triceratops, unusually, does not have these holes. Its skull is solid. It's also a lot shorter than other Chasmosaurian ceratopsians. Like, most of the time, the Chasmosaurian ceratopsians, like Torosaurus, Chasmosaurus, and Pentaceratops had long skulls, while the Centrosaurian ceratopsids, like Styracosaurus, Regaliceratops, and Nasutoceratops, had much shorter skulls. But Triceratops was a Chasmosaurian ceratopsian with a short frill, and what's more, did not have fenestrae. So I guess I can see, like, maybe the logic that Jack Horner had, if I had dumb doo-doo goggles on.
I'm even looking at a Wikipedia thing showing the two types of skulls there, and it doesn't add up.
No. Like, see, Torosaurus not only has those holes, but they're so big it gets its name Perforated Lizard in reference to those enormous holes, and there's no evidence of the formation of the fenestrae being part of the ceratopsian maturation sequence.
Like, there's one that shows a Triceratops Forus's skull with a Torosaurus Latius skull. It's like, even then, if you could buy that the skull would get like that, the actual shape of the frill seems to change, but in addition to getting bigger, if they are in fact one the same. And so does the front of the skull. Like, for some reason, the two top horns get shorter, the nasal horn gets shorter, and then there's an extra hole, or the shape changes around the nostril holes and the beak. I just don't buy it.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, this is, I think, you said there was an anachronistic about the theory being thought of in the 90s, because apparently it was 2010 when Horner first came up with this theory. Horner and his cronies first came up with this
game. That game was from 2012, so, yeah.
Yeah, but then since it took place in the 90s, yeah, exactly. Now, here's the thing.
Why it appeared in Jurassic Park was like the in-universe logic for it would be, well, InGen's cloning the animals, they would know they looked at the skulls or something.
Right, right. But here's the thing. In 2022, it seemingly got disproven for good when specimens found in Canada's Frenchman Formation were identified as subadult Torosaurus. Because that was one of the big issues.
Good.
Yeah, was that like there had been no found subadult Torosaurus. And they thought, so maybe the Triceratops is a subadult Torosaurus. But the subadult Torosaurus they found in 2022 indeed looked morphologically different from Triceratops. So yay, good triumphs once more.
Like,
although, again, I should stress that my animosity towards Jack Horner is mostly played for laughs.
Like, curse you, Matthew. Curse you.
You'll get me next time, Horner, I'm sure. But
well, let me sell Jar Jar Binks, flush him down the toilet, sir.
Sure, go flush Horner down the toilet. Send Woo! Horner down the crapper.
No!
No! Again, I'm sure he's a very nice man.
We're just being goofy.
I do not wish any ill will on the man as a whole. But no. So I know we're talking about like mainly just our knowledge of the creature rather than the creature itself. In terms of Torosaurus itself, I don't know, it basically is pretty much just Triceratops with a longer skull. Maybe Horner was onto something. Because what would you really say that was different about it? So, anyway, so that's basically Torosaurus. Let's rate it 1 out of 65 million. I'm going to give it like a 32 million. Like, it gets mainly pity points for me because of the whole Triceratops thing. But, I mean, okay, here's my controversial opinion, though. I actually think this is... Mm. And I forget when I rated Triceratops, so maybe I rated it low. But I actually think this animal looks cooler than Triceratops.
Well,
I think
Triceratops has got a pretty pathetic frill, sir.
I mean, the frill is the most distinctive part of Triceratops, for sure, but I like it longer, like with Torosaurus. It looks
cooler.
That's
what I mean.
Way.
Torosaurus is longer, and in other Chasmosaurines, they've actually got, like, lots of little horns around it.
Well, that's why
like,
Pentaceratops is called what it is.
Got a really elaborate one.
Yeah, because Pentaceratops is called what it is because it looks like it has five horns, but those other two horns are the ones on its cheekbones. They're not really horns. So.
Oh, yeah. The ones that in the speculated dinosaur project, some of the...
Oh, those actually came out. Yeah, I remember that. Oh.
Yeah, they actually evolve into new tusk and horns because the Cenoceratopsians are Protoceratopsian descendants.
God. Spec rocks. Go find it, listeners.
You can easily find it on the Speculative Evolution Wiki.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, that's it for this week. Did you rate it?
12.5 million because Horner taint.
Man.
I heard that, young man.
No, he came out of the toilet! No!
Go back in the toilet, you old fart.
Right.
He evolved into a ghoulie.
Oh, no. He evolved from Jack Horner to Jack Spiker? I don't... anyways, all right, well, that's it for this week.
If you've ever seen that monster movies from the 80s where they're creepy little green creatures coming out the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, oh exactly.
Yeah, the ghoulie reference.
Gotcha. All right, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdontcreator.com for your joke questions to any of the co-hosts. You can find me on social media at matthewdontcreator on Facebook and matthewdont64 everywhere else, so like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, that sort of thing. I have a book series on Amazon, Megazoke, available for print and Kindle. For the life of me, I have no idea if I put Torosaurus in it, but I feel like maybe I would have put it in, not as a major character, but somewhere. I know I did Triceratops. He was the king of the Terranian Kingdom, which is kind of ironic. It was meant to be ironic, but I don't know if I had a Torosaurus in there anywhere. I should have put one in there. But anyways, that's basically it. That's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites...
La 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 la
Jack Horner, no!